And to be honest, over the course of all of 2014, we made it very clear we thought the price was totally inappropriate, and we set two goals. One is we wanted a price that was low enough that everyone could be treated. So the trouble with hepatitis C is many patients are in different stages of the disease. The price was so high that the payer community was only paying for those patients with advanced disease, which as a physician to me was totally illogical. If my child or if I had hepatitis C, I wouldn't want to wait till my liver started scarring before I got it treated. And so that was one of our goals, was to get the price to be reasonable so that everyone could be treated. The second goal was the companies were willing to give large discounts in Europe, but not in the United States. And we believe that to have a sustainable drug industry, we need to spread developmental costs across not just 300 million Americans, but 600 million Westerners. America has been paying for world's defense for the last, many years for the world. We can't be called upon to pay for world drug development. We need to spread that out over a larger group of people. So our two goals were to get price parity with Europe and have the price low enough so that all people could be treated. And we were very vocal about it. And the thing we did to pursue it is we told the manufacturers very publicly that we would shift market share to any manufacturer that had a great product that would give us great cures, but would achieve those goals. And in fact, in November of 2014, we had the opportunity to do that. And as you know, it created the first price war that's ever occurred in specialty medications.
Were you nervous about that? I mean, are there implications of a price war when it comes to prescriptions?
Well, what we were nervous about was that the pharmaceutical companies would do what they traditionally do, and that is they would just shadow price. There would be no price difference, and they would try to accumulate patients mainly through their marketing efforts, and that none of them would step up to the table with the same goals that we had of treating everyone. We were really pleased that AbbVie looked at the market differently, and they thought, we want to do what Express Scripts want. We want to open up access. And they were a willing partner, and it has worked out tremendously well for our patients.